Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
The decade of the 1840s in England were known as the Hungry 40s because times were extremely hard. The Booth family were no exception. William Booth's father, Samuel, was a builder and eventually lost all the houses he had built and their own home as well. Keeping food on the table became a primary challenge, so young William was forced to take an apprenticeship at a pawn shop in Nottingham's Goose Gate section. Goose Gate was a horrible section of the city. They struggled to find food to eat and clothes to wear. This time in William's life undoubtedly shaped his outlook and eventually moved him to care for the poor through the ministry he was later to establish, the Salvation Army. As a young man in Goose Gate, William strongly felt that the wealthy of the city should help the poor and the destitute. What he did to force the issue is of particular interest for us today. He directly challenged the wealthy by rounding up a company of poor street people and marching them through the front door of Broad Street Chapel, where the wealthy attended. The incident caused a ruckus in a confrontation with the Reverend Samuel Dunn, who insisted Will's company enter through the back door and sit in the reserve section away from the wealthy. William heatedly argued with the Reverend and would not back down, stating that the poor were every bit deserving of the gospel as the wealthy, and that they should sit wherever they desired.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.